Post-Columbine, children and adolescents' knowledge about school violence has increased, but they believe it won't happen at their school and not to them personally. This demonstrates a health psychology theory called optimistic bias. In lay terms, optimistic bias translates to bad things happen to other people. People who believe they won't get cancer continue to smoke and don't use sunscreen. My findings show that this also holds true for school violence. Adolescents exhibit optimistic bias and fail to take precautions or notice red flags. This gets compounded online. Third-person perception is a communications theory that says the media influence others more than me. This is well documented in advertising, news media, even fake news. Like optimistic bias, people act on their perceptions, not reality. Students who believe they are not affected by social media become more passive consumers, less critical thinkers. While most students have experienced some form of cyberbullying, only 14% ever tell a parent. Very few take any precautions like restricting their social media accounts or blocking peers who harass them. The domestic violence program I work with has been really successful at reducing optimistic bias using peer-to-peer programs. As new social media platforms become popular, it's important that our understanding also evolves. Future generations and their safety depend on it.